You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Well, we hope you're surviving all of this cold weather we just went through the last week and a half here in East Tennessee, but I want to talk about something a little bit more uplifting than the weather. You know, this global warming we've been experiencing here. What a joke. But anyway, I watched a little bit of the news today. Let me see. The stock market is crashing. Crime is crazy. We've got millions of people that are ignoring laws and rushing the border to break into this country illegally with no infrastructure to feed, house, and take care of even their basic needs. Needs as simple as, like, where do you go to the bathroom? Drug use is rampant. Crime is up. Banks are failing. And I want you to know that all of this is a planned event to turn this country into the likes of Weimar Germany. Now, I'm a little bit of a history buff, but and I know a lot of people don't know anything about Weimar Germany, other than maybe they could guess it's somewhere in Germany. But let me give you a little bit of a history lesson here. In 1914, Germany began to borrow heavily and devalue its dollar. Is there anything like that going on today? Let me see. $8 trillion borrowed under President Trump's 4 years in office alone. We are the likes of $33 trillion in debt, $34 trillion in debt that they admit to. That's not all of the off-the-book debt, and it's really about four times that. But the government admits that we're $33 or $34 trillion in debt today. But what happened after Germany did that is by 1921, see, they started in 1914, 7 years later, 1921, they had hyperinflation. A loaf of bread in Berlin that cost 160 marks at the end of 1922 cost 200 billion marks by late 1923, a year later. By November 1923, one U.S. dollar was worth 4.2 trillion German marks. If you want to know more about this subject, there's a fantastic book out there. It's called When Money Dies. Now, you know, you start talking a trillion here and there, pretty soon you're talking serious money. People don't know how to even imagine what that kind of money means. Billions, we can't really picture. Millions, well, that's not so hard anymore. When I was young, I thought the millionaires were ultra rich. Now, a lot of people are millionaires today with their houses and assets, but very few people are rich. So this is a planned event. The government is doing it to us on purpose. Why? What is their reason? I hope I got your attention. Be sure to tune in tomorrow, same station, same time, and we're going to talk more about this engineered collapse. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.